This is New England Public Radio. Good morning again. I'm Jill Kaufman. Now some news from Beacon Hill as we bring you every Monday morning. Let's start with what happened over the weekend. The Boston Globe reported that when Amherst Democrat Stan Rosenberg was the Massachusetts Senate president, he did give his husband, Brian Hefner, access to his email calendars and contacts, and Hefner frequently used them. That would appear to contradict Rosenberg's statement that Hefner had no influence on Senate business. Hefner faces sexual assault allegations but has not been charged with a crime. Rosenberg says the Globe story contains inaccuracies but would not go into any detail. Before that story broke, New England Public Radio's Carrie Healy had her weekly conversation with Matt Murphy of the State House News Service. They talked about Northern Pass, an energy project picked by the Baker administration to bring Canadian hydroelectricity to Massachusetts, but the plan was blocked last week by regulators in New Hampshire. Matt says there's no word yet on Governor Baker's next step.
Remains to be seen. I mean, the whole awarding of the renewable energy contract to Northern Pass, which is an Eversource and Hydro-Quebec joint project, the administration is now saying was always conditional on the necessary siting approvals. Now, I'm sure they didn't expect to have this rejected so quickly after they awarded this contract, but this has been a controversial project, and there is the possibility now that they may have to move on and look at some of the other bidders who were passed over in favor of Northern Pass, but it doesn't seem like they're going to do that quite yet. I mean, there is an appeals process that Northern Pass and Eversource are going to pursue in New Hampshire, so it is possible that the administration will try and wait this out a bit and see how that proceeds.
It is 2018. Does that put our 2020 carbon emissions targets in jeopardy?
I mean, it certainly puts the timeline for bringing this energy into Massachusetts in jeopardy. And part of it is predicated on some of this renewable energy resources coming in. I mean, you also have a procurement that will take place later this spring that will be finalized for a major offshore wind project. That will also take time to develop. But I think if the timeline on any of these projects really gets extended, the administration will have to start thinking about whether or not they can meet those targets or if they have to take additional steps to bring renewable energy in the meantime.
As multiple states agencies continue to investigate alleged sexual misconduct by casino developer Steve Wynn, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission is looking at him in terms of suitability. That's the measure that the state used to award the Wynn Boston Harbor Casino development rights. So he's denied the allegations. What if the Gaming Commission rules him unsuitable?
That's a possibility that they don't really seem to want to contemplate quite yet. The suitability review that is now going on, they're reopening this, and they can look at everything from integrity and character to the financial stability of this company moving forward, which we all know is somewhat contingent on Wynn and his name, who is written in cursive letters across all his casinos. They don't want to jump to the possibilities of what to do next, and you did get the sense from Steve Crosby, the chair of the Mass Gaming Commission last week, that while they do their due diligence and look into these allegations, as well as the fact that it appears Steve Wynn and Wynn Resorts withheld a sexual harassment settlement that Steve Wynn paid out privately to a manicurist from investigators back in 2013. They're watching very closely to see how the Wynn board itself responds. And there is the possibility that if they remove Steve Wynn or Nevada Gaming regulators pressure for Steve Wynn to step down, they could consider that case closed and move forward. But I think a lot more has to happen before we know what is the next step.
As marijuana regulators in Massachusetts get closer to legalized recreational marijuana sales, a series of hearings kicks off across the state, beginning today in Pittsfield and Holyoke. Matt, what's going to be the most controversial portions of the draft regulations?
You know, it's interesting. This comes at a time when there's a great uncertainty in the market that's kind of been predicated by the Justice Department's new approach towards marijuana. But these draft regulations were put together. They're very comprehensive. And I think you're going to have questions. You know, if you look, we just saw a vote in North Andover last week to reject a major pot farm. There's going to be some controversy over siting some of these distribution and growing sites. There's going to be questions over whether cities and towns want to host pot shops where people could actually consume marijuana in the establishment, sort of like a bar. This is proposed in these draft regulations, and, you know, it may not be the type of establishment that some of these communities want to have, even if they did support or their voters did support recreational marijuana. So all of this remains to be seen, and I think the biggest part is giving communities the opportunity to decide for themselves what they want to tolerate without completely crippling the market that they're trying to establish.
That's Matt Murphy speaking with Carrie Healy here on New England Public Radio.